Cruel and Unusual by Patricia D. Cornwell. Read by Lorelei King. Prologue. A Meditation at Spring Street by the Damned.
It is 2 weeks before Christmas. 4 days before nothing at all. I lie on my iron bed, staring at my dirty bare feet and the white toilet missing its seat. And when cockroaches crawl across the floor, I don't jump anymore. I watch them, the same way they watch me. I close my eyes and breathe slow. I remember raking hay in the heat of day and getting no pay compared to the way white folk live. I dream of roasting peanuts in a tin, and when the tomatoes are in, eating them like apples. I imagine driving the pickup truck, sweat shining on my face in that no future place I swore I'd leave. I can't use a John, blow my nose of smoke without gods taking notes. There's no clock. I never know the weather. I open my eyes and see a blank wall going on forever. What's a man supposed to feel when he's about to be gone? Like a sad, sad song. I don't know the words. I can't remember. They say it happened in September, when the sky was like a robin's egg and leaves were on fire and falling to the ground. They say a beast got loose in the city. Now there's one less sound. Killing me won't.